Meseches Nida, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Ketza Daya Shaita. What is considered the case of a woman who only becomes a Nida Mikanu Lahaba? She doesn't have any retroactive tuma, as we referred to in the previous Mishnah, that this is a woman who has a Veses, that she sees at the same time every month. So the Mishnah continues, Haisa Yosheves Bamita Vaasuka B'Taharos. If she was sitting on her bed and she was touching objects which were tahor, and then she got up from what she was doing, virasa, and then she sees blood, he temeya v'chulan tahoros. Even though obviously she becomes temeya from that point forward, she does not have to assume that there is any retroactive tuma whatsoever, and therefore all of the tahoros that she was handling, all of those abjos, all the taharos that she was handling, are all tahoros. They are all considered pure and not temeim. Afal pisha amru mitama meis leis ena mona ela misha sharasa. Even though now the Mishnah continues and says now addresses the issue of a woman who does not have a vesis, does not see continue on a consistent basis every month. Even though we said mitama meis leis that she does have retroactive tuma for the previous 24 hours, but ena mona ela misha sharasa, in terms of the counting of how many days she is going to be tamea for, the counting does not go back retroactive to 24 hours previous, but rather only begins from the time that she began seeing. Mishnah Gimel. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Arba Nashim Dayan Shaitan. There are four women that even though they don't see consistently, they don't have a regular Veses Kavua, they don't see consistently, they don't become a Nida consistently at the same time every month. Nonetheless, they don't have retroactive Tuma. They only become Tumeos Mikanu Lahaba from the time that they see blood and onward. Those four women are Bisula, a woman who is a virgin, Meinika, a woman who is nursing. I skipped one word. Bisula is a virgin. Meuberes is a woman who is pregnant. Meinika is a woman who is nursing. Uzakena is a woman who is already post menopause. Amar Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Yoshua says, "Ani lo shamati ela bisula." Rabbi Yoshua says that I hold that the halacha, the only one that I had heard about is that a bisula, a virgin, has the status of daya shaita, that she doesn't become tamea retroactively, but all of the others would become tameos retroactively according to Rabbi Yoshua. But the Mishnah concludes, aval halacha ke Rabbi Eliezer, but the halacha follows Rabbi Eliezer that all four of these women have the halacha of Dayan Shaitan, that they become Tumeos only prospectively and not retroactively.